Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast. I'm so energized by what I'm going to be talking about today. So last week I had my first clarity call, and clarity calls are free 20-minute Zoom calls with me for anyone who's looking to gain clarity around where they're at and where they want to be, where they're destined to be. And I kind of sprinkle in human design, obviously, where I see that it would be supportive. And the person that booked this call actually was a previous mentor of mine, not from the online space or anything like that, but I didn't even realize that they knew anything about my human design business. So I was very surprised to see that this booking came through from her. Very excited to kind of reconnect with her in this new way, at this, you know, in this new capacity. I want to protect her privacy, so I won't be saying her name or giving any like very specific details about her current life situation, but she's going through an extremely difficult time surrounding a passing away of someone very close to her in her life. Obviously, this is something that can shake us up in so many different ways, and she's finding that it's really affecting her ability to operate at any previously kind of, you know, quote unquote normal capacity. It's affecting her work, her family life, her different relationships, and most importantly, her relationship with herself. She's feeling very lost, and I think we can all relate to that to some degree. We don't have to experience the death of someone to feel lost in one or more areas of our lives. So she gives me details about the events kind of surrounding the passing of this person and how it's affecting her life, again, quite intensely. And the theme I was really seeing with this was relationships. Again, the relationship to the person that had passed away, the relationship she has with different family members and loved ones, and like I said, the relationship with herself. And I knew her human design because she had given me her birth info prior. So I was kind of making connections here and there of how she can move forward in these relationships in a way that's more aligned with her kind of true self, which will naturally increase her own self-compassion as well as her compassion for others who might be involved in situations moving forward, because we can't fix the past. We can only be more mindful of how we show up in the present and future in this instance. As I'm going through her human design, many of the things that I'm sharing with her also applied to myself, because both of our human design types are generators. So I start using myself in some examples as I'm explaining different aspects to being a generator, just so that it kind of helps her connect the dots. And because we know each other prior, she knows some of my closer relationships. And I used one of those relationships in one of these examples. And I say something along the lines of, I completely transformed my relationship with this person. I'm not going to say their name. Like, it's a total 180 in how I approach my involvement with them. Again, she's aware of my history with this person, so she knew what a big statement this was that I just made. And she very seriously asks me, how did you do it? And she kind of pauses and I laugh and she continues, because I didn't think there was any hope in that situation changing. And I just kind of kept laughing because I knew that what I said was kind of shocking. Again, based on the history that we both knew of my involvement with this person. Now, let me give you a little background. So I recognize now that I had a lot of bad energy around my association with this person. Again, not the person that I had the clarity call with, the person that I'm giving her an example about in the relationship that I used to have with this person. To put it simply, back then, that bad energy really manifested itself in me through just constant doubt, just total lack of confidence in what we were doing and not understanding where we were going and what it was kind of all for. It was an area of my life that brought me a lot of frustration for very many reasons. And you're probably like, Maggie, why did you even continue something that made you feel that way? And I have several different responses to that. But the main one is that I just knew it was something I needed to stay committed to. I wouldn't have been able to explain it in that way, though. It's only now through my internal journey that I really see just how intentional my decision was to stay in association with this person. I had this resolve to just see it through, this absolute determination to see what work I could do on myself in a situation like that. And I think I just subconsciously knew that if I stuck it out, I would be rewarded in some really big way. The beginning years of this relationship, I unknowingly showed up in shadow. And your shadow, and you have several of them, but your shadows are really these certain aspects to yourself that you just reject. You just stuff deep down and hope that they never come up. And they're a bitch to deal with because it never feels good when they come to the surface. So translating this into how I showed up in this relationship, I showed up in shadow and really projected that onto this person, making me often question, what's wrong with them to not XYZ? Why can't they just ABC, you know, fill in the blank, when really I should have turned that question onto myself and asked, why am I reacting like this in this given situation? So I say I had a lot of frustration back then with this person, but really it was frustration stemming from my own shadows coming to the surface. Again, not realizing this back then in the moment, but now being able to understand where it was coming from because I have these resources that I've been able to tap into and raise my consciousness in my understanding of it all. You know, as I began this internal journey a couple of years ago, I began to give myself more grace and compassion and have more compassion for others, which really helps when you're doing shadow work because you begin to really learn just how many layers everyone has and might be battling with that you previously were completely unaware of. So once I learned about my human design, along with many other systems and, you know, doing different practices, I began to comprehend where and how my shadows developed. As I explored that, combined with all the incredible insights that human design has offered me, I just began to surrender. I surrendered to my wholeness. I stopped letting my mind ruin everything for me because that's what it was doing. I let go of my expectations. I released a lot of the conditioning that I realized I had taken on over the years of growing up. That's the as concise as I can make it version of how I was able to transform my most frustrating relationship into something that's now just filled with so much compassion, trust, and surrender and expansion. And the thing is, the person that I'm referring to in this relationship hasn't drastically changed, you know, their personality or their character traits, which is a huge testament in showing that the change you might want to see in your life, in your relationships, doesn't always have to stem only from the other person needing to change, even if you think that's what's needed for it to get better. And don't get me wrong, this person has consistently grown over time in their own personal development for the better. If that was not there, I would have left a long time ago. But they, in large part, really have remained the very same person that they were when I first met them. It's my own energy towards the relationship that's completely shifted. And I told the person on the clarity call that I truly attribute human design to being the number one reason and how I was able to do that. That's not to say that I don't still have work to do in this area. The work never stops when you're talking about personal development. There's always more to explore, but now I have better tools and resources to show me my potential and power and how to stay aligned within both of those. Everything that I do in my business and why I show up for you all is to show you the possibilities available to you through human design. There's so much going against us in today's world, but the human design system gives you back not control because there's no such thing as control, but it gives you the ability to surrender to your authentic self and work from a place of trust and compassion so you can live a more fulfilling life. And that's what we all want. We want to live a very fulfilling life. So if you're interested in exploring how human design can realign your life so that you're able to act from a place of self-trust and inner knowing without compromising your true self, then I have an upcoming workshop that I believe I told you about in the last episode that you can register for, where you'll really begin to understand how you have this natural power and potential already within you that's waiting to be unlocked through your unique human design. This workshop's going to be happening on September 8th at 3:00 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. It's probably going to run about an hour and be happening over Zoom. So I'll be presenting the material in the beginning and then really just kind of opening it up for questions because there's always questions when it comes to human design. I'm so excited to be sharing it with you. I really hope that you'll be able to join me live. I've got that link in the show notes for you to register. And if you're not able to make it live, there will be a replay. So don't worry about that, but it's going to be so much more fun if you make it live. Let's be real. So the quick little question that I have for you to ponder today is, what's one area of your life that you would like to transform? Is it work-related? Does it involve a romantic relationship? Maybe it's a family dynamic, but it could even be more internal for you. Is it something like your identity or your self-love? Maybe it's an approach to your health and well-being. Whatever it is, I know that the human design system can be of assistance in helping you see that area improve because I personally have applied human design to every area of my life. And I feel like each of those areas are just kind of slowly raising in their improvements. And it's really exciting and just so like satisfying to see. And me as a human design generator, satisfaction is my signature. That is like my number one key that I am living in alignment and it feels so freaking good. And you can learn your signature as well if you dive into your own human design. All it takes is your choice and commitment to self. And should you choose that journey, I will be there for you along the entire way. I'll catch you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and raise consciousness together.